jigger shot and he fled. I don't believe nothing that paper say, but somebody tried dead. Just had a bombing in London. Ariana, she singing. And yes, this music is love. I guess some don't know the meaning. I turned the paper a key. Dead from drinking and driving. Home invasions all in this paper. All these little dudes robbing. Mama done left her child in the car seat. Dead from the raw heat that way. Obama waving back like, damn, it's the end of our day. Another cop just shot a black teen down in the street. And what I'm reading in the paper ain't what I see on TV. The murder rate increasing daily. Have you read the paper? Have you realized they can't say most of the killer's name because they juvenile?
The site today of a mass shooting, and this time gunfire aimed at elementary school children.
Plane crashed in the mountains of Columbia.
And an FBI are investigating the case of a black man found hanging from a tree in Mississippi.
Two adults and two children had been shot in what police are now calling a murder-suicide.
It was a case that became known for its brutality. A black man dragged to death, chained to the back of a pickup truck.
Body parts found Saturday in a recycling bin have been tentatively identified by police.
Picked up the phone, it was madness. Daughters marrying daddies. Everybody got asses. Everybody got plastic. Shade room, I saw crazy shit. Violence and racist shit. Rap beefs going viral. And they love it, they favor it. Little girls on their naked shit. And they mamas be twerking with them. Scroll down, you see crime scenes. In the name of the murder. If you emotional, turn that fucking phone off. Cause one post early morning, it can knock your tone off. Can't take it, turn that phone off. Social media, the news, but a different side. Niggas dying on live. Just saw cap from the shot. Breathing, trying to stay alive. Put down that phone if you don't want to see your ex happy. He know you watching, so he do that shit so you see him with the next half. You in your feelings, turn off the phone.
All blacks are not thugs. All whites are not racist. All I'm saying is that you judge each individual person on his or her merits.
DNA evidence is freeing innocent people from prison, but often only after they've lost decades of their lives.
I'm just wondering if people in this room understand, one, that people should be expected to get beaten, they should expect to spend in jail, and it may go beyond the summer when they're in jail, depending upon what the bond is, and that they should expect possibly somebody to get killed.
I couldn't believe that I actually could get sent to prison for something I didn't do.
Hey, what are you talking
about? I couldn't believe that could happen in this country.
Close the paper.